Has cancer just been cured? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In 1996, Doug Olson was diagnosed with cancer, a form of leukemia.
I was only 49 years old, I had a wife and four kids.
His doctor told him he would need a bone marrow transplant, which only had a 50-50 chance of succeeding. But if he wanted to risk it, there was a new procedure developed by a Dr. Carl June of the University of Pennsylvania. A way to re-engineer a patient's own white cells to target a specific cancer, not just once, but forever.
So we give cells to the patient once, and they last the rest of their life.
It had worked on a patient named Emma, but there was a risk.
Emma had fevers of 106 degrees for a week, and that's a violent reaction that the immune system does to get rid of the tumors.
Doug Olson agreed to try the procedure, despite the risks. His re-engineered cells were infused into his compromised immune system, and he came down with what felt like the world's worst case of the flu. But then, after suffering for a week, the symptoms suddenly disappeared, and his doctor walked in with the test results.
He said, Doug, we can't find a cancer cell in your body. Your bone marrow is completely clean.
The treatment is so promising that international clinical trials are scheduled for next year, with possible approval just 4 years away. As for Doug Olson, he didn't waste a moment.
My wife picked me up from the hospital. We drove straight to the Annapolis Boat Show, and we bought a sailboat.
He has been cancer-free for 3 years. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.